It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events, art
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Hello, podcast. Yeah, Frank and Christina Sasso coming to you on Trenton Waves.
Hi, everybody.
It's been a week since Podstock.
I know. I'm still recovering.
Oh, wow. That was quite the event.
It was an amazing event.
Yes.
I'm so happy the way it turned out. And I'm really excited the way it turned out.
Do you have a favorite part of Podstock? Oh, let me guess. I think I already know.
Go ahead.
The Lobby Club.
Yes, I love the Lobby Club.
Watching Quincy Lewis talking to Jeff Stewart about Batman versus Superman.
And it wasn't just them two. It was also Sonya and Earl. And it was like debating the merits of different movies. But it was fun. We got really, really, really loud
yes.
at one point.
Thank God we were the only ones there because yes. we would have got thrown out, I think.
Yes, yes. Because it was such a great event, we wanted to make sure that everyone out there knew that this was a definite group effort. This was an effort put in by many, many people.
Right.
And we just wanted to give everybody the recognition and the very big thank you and great and being so grateful to everyone who came out and helped and so on. So we're going to just, you know,
I go through it a little
go
bit.
Go through it a little.
Yeah.
And if you don't care about it, you better switch off now.
That's it.
But we definitely want to be grateful.
I'd like to start off by thanking our keynote speaker from the Libsyn Corporation, Mr. Rob Greenlee. He was so, so gracious to come and help us out. And he actually reached out to Will when we were planning this, saying, hey, I'd like to help out in any way. He applied to be a speaker and he turned out to be our keynote.
I know. It was really wonderful. And I just was amazed that he would come out to our event because he's such a knowledgeable guy, been in the business since like way
forever.
Back.
Close to 20 years.
Yeah, before podcasting was even a word that people used, really, and knew what it was. So
no,
it was
very, Rob really very, knows his stuff.
Very great. And I know people got a lot of information and a lot of knowledge.
Absolutely. And that follows up with Todd Cochran. Todd Cochran is Rob's buddy.
Yes.
They do a show together. And Todd owns Blueberry. He's the founder and owner of Blueberry, which is another podcast hosting company. But they also do advanced statistics. And that's the company we use as New Pod City. We offer stats through Blueberry. And any of our podcasters that come onto our platform, they are able to tap into his stats system and get their numbers.
And we met him at Nashville, right?
Yeah, Podcast Movement 2021.
Wow, in Nashville. That was fun.
That was fun. We also met Christine Blackburn there.
Yeah, I love her.
Christine Blackburn. Blackburn!
I love her.
She was our master of ceremonies.
And she was fantastic.
Hilarious. She was knowledgeable. She kept the show moving along. And she was great. She was a great MC.
Yes, yes. And a fun person to talk to and hang around with, too. Really. I'm so glad she came all the way from L.A.
I know. That's right. She's an L.A. comedian.
Wow.
And she does so much stuff. She has her podcast. Listen, here's what I'm going to tell you to do. Go on Google and look up Christine Blackburn. And her show's story worthy. You need to look into because you got to see some of the guests she's had on, including myself. But I'm just saying.
And she has a great speaking voice. I like the way she speaks. Like, I like the raspiness of her voice. She's really easy to listen to.
Yeah, she's an easy listen. I like that. That's a good. She just had Christopher Knight on. You know who he is? He played Peter Brady in the Brady Bunch.
Oh, wow.
That was a great interview. She had Bob Odenkirk's brother Bill on.
Yeah, so we're really, really grateful for these folks that came out. But that's not it.
No, that's not it. Because my hero was there.
I know. You had a crush on him.
I still do have a man crush on him. Travis Chappell.
I told him, too.
You did?
Yes.
I think I said it from the stage.
You did.
He did a great talk. He facilitated two panels for us.
He kind of told his story.
Yes, a little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Travis was great. Travis, thank you, buddy. Really appreciate you coming. Christine, Todd, Rob, thank you, guys. We personally are thanking you from the bottom of our heart.
Yes. But that's not it.
No, we still have more. Charlie Riddle was there. Charlie Riddle is our trademark attorney that we use. Actually, Darren and I use him. But we also use him with New Pod City.
Right.
If you want to get something trademarked, which you really should, because that's what he spoke about.
Yes.
You need to call a knowledgeable guy who knows his stuff, has connections, can make things happen. And that guy, in my opinion, is Esquire Trademarks, Charlie Riddle.
Yeah, it was very informational, and he told people that it's how important it is to do.
Right. He was afraid that people were going to walk out because now the lawyer's getting up to talk. You know how fun that always is. But he was great.
Yes.
Very dynamic, knows his stuff, and that's it. One of the highlights, too, of the show. Ryan White from Rode Microphones.
Yes. Thank you to Rode, too.
Yeah, Rode does not do shows. That's like a known thing in the industry.
Wow.
Rode does not come out and partake in events. Ryan did, and not only did he partake, he brought an amazing amount of giveaways, including amazing. A Rodecaster Pro.
Yes, yes. It was amazing. And he gave a great talk on microphones and the technical aspect.
Yeah, he gave
it.
Diagrams.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so
very,
cool, man.
Very good. And he came from far away, too. I believe he came from Kansas, but I think that he and his wife are now moving to Missouri.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
He did. He was talking to you about that.
Yes, yes.
Right. We'd like to thank our panelists as well, starting with Mr. Larry Roberts with his red baseball cap.
Yes. His signature baseball cap.
I tried to get him to take that hat off.
No, that's his signature
move. I was so cute. I was so curious to see what he looked like without the hat on. I probably wouldn't have recognized him. That is it's a look for him.
Yes, of course. It's his trademark.
Hey guys, Google Larry Roberts podcast. There's one show that I know of that he did called You're the Boss. When you get a second, look up Larry Roberts on Google. Look for that red hat. Because Larry is a force to be reckoned with in the podcasting world. And Mr. Quincy Lewis.
Oh, we had fun.
Quincy from Detroit, out of control.
But these people came from so far.
They flew from all over the country.
I'm so humbled that they came to be with us and came to Trenton, New Jersey to celebrate with us.
It was fantastic.
And participate and bring their knowledge and their expertise. That was really great.
I love when he was talking about blog talk shows, like having a blog news radio show. I remember those. He talked a little bit about that, and he was saying, you know, I don't know if anybody remembers that. Oh man, I remember blog talk radio. Oh my god. That was really, wow. I was excited. I was like, wow, blog internet radio, blog talk radio. You can have your own talk show. This is cool. It was pre-2010, but after obviously 2000. So that was
right.
And he brought that up. I was like, oh yeah, Quincy Lewis.
Well, I just had fun with him at the after party because he made the mistake of saying that he liked the movie Batman versus Superman.
BBS.
And the poor guy got reamed
by
Jeff Stewart and Sonya.
Right.
And he's like, I like the movie. What
and,
can I
well,
say?
And rightly so, the movie stunk.
And then we were talking about Casablanca and the merits of that. Oh, my God. It was crazy. Anyway.
The merits of Casablanca as opposed to Batman versus Superman.
It was crazy. And that's why I got loud and crazy and laughing. And it was wonderful.
Quincy, thanks for that video you did too, man. Thanks for that short promo. That was very, 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 very cool.
Very creative guy too.
Yeah, really creative.
His videos are amazing. He
they
did
really
a great
are.
Video with included the mayor and all. Oh, it's just really wonderful. Really wonderful.
Absolutely.
Thank you again.
Kira Deneen. Kira Deneen was there. My sister loves Kira.
Now she's hooked on her show.
And now she's hooked on her show.
I know.
She didn't listen to our show. She's telling me about Kira Deneen's show today. Oh, did you hear Kira Deneen's latest interview? I'm like, no, I didn't. All right, not yet. All right, Susan?
Well, that's good. That's the point, that you're introducing people to things that maybe they wouldn't have heard about or enjoyed, and now they're finding a new venue of things to listen to.
You know, as I go through some of these speakers, you know, Rob Greenlee was like the dad, you know. Todd Cochran was like the geek, you know.
I thought he was like your bad older brother.
Actually, I think you're right. My bad, geeky older brother, Todd. Christine kept the show moving along. She was like the party girl, right? Ryan White, he was like the younger geeky brother. Travis Chappell was the, you know, he was the sex guy. He was my sex guy. He was there for the ladies. You shouldn't say that. He was your sex guy. Well, he was my sexy guy, you know. I had some sex appeal. I had some funniness.
All right. And who else? We had more people.
Oh, Charlie Riddle was definitely the nerd.
Yeah.
Not the geek, the nerd.
Okay, whatever that means.
But wait a minute, Quincy. Mm-hmm. Quincy was there just to let you know, hey, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Very laid back guy.
Right.
Kira was sort of like the brainy chick.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
All right. Larry Roberts was definitely the bad boy. And Matt Passy, who was also a sponsor.
Oh, that was great, yes.
Townhouse Studios. Mm-hmm. He sponsored the back of the name badge. Mm-hmm. Do you know, you go to an event and you have a name badge on, mm-hmm. 67% of name badges flip over so that your name is now facing your chest.
Somebody did a study on this?
Yeah, wow. 67%. Who's doing a study like that, and how do they even do it?
I don't know.
How do they get a percentage from that?
I don't know, but... He got the back of the name badge, and people saw it.
People saw it.
And he sponsored us, and that we're very grateful for that. And he was on a panel.
That's right.
And what? He's local.
He's very local.
Yes.
So, Matt, how does it feel to know that 67% of Podstock knows what your name is because mm-hmm. of that name badge? Well, maybe more. But we also had it on the banners, too. Mm-hmm. Town Care Studios was well represented.
Yes.
We also had a panel there of New Pod City people.
Miss Bella Mozzarella. I love her.
You know, that's her real name, right?
Yeah. From Aging Punks Complain.
That's right.
And we had Jeff Stewart from the film Blurreds. And we had Ron Melk from Your Valuable Home. Mm-hmm. And we had Nadine Jasmine from Dear Sis.
Mm, that's right. Her real name.
Yes.
That she plays MJ on the show.
That's right. That's right. And they were fantastic and was so glad that they got to represent
yep.
their own shows and New Pod City. Travis Chappell was leading that panel.
And we'd like to thank our sponsors, Shure, Jim Beam, Rode, Puma, Lumaboard. Lumaboard actually wound up doing the lanyards.
Yes.
G-Force Creative for the coffee station. Eureka. The ASC, Town Care Studios. And last but certainly not least was BRS Media, George Bundy. Mm-hmm. Now, George Bundy and Will met in Nashville last year.
Right.
They reconnected in LA in March mm-hmm. at Podcast Movement Evolutions. Mm-hmm. George purchased 50 tickets, mm-hmm. $5,000.
Right.
50 tickets for 50 students to be able to go to Podstock. Who couldn't maybe afford it or couldn't get the money together or whatever.
I know.
He paid for their tickets to come for free. I think
that's really, really like one of my favorite sponsorships because it's so looking towards the future. It's also kind of selfless because not many people are going to know about that.
No.
And it allowed a lot of kids to be able to come. Kids who are interested in maybe doing something in this medium.
Yeah, absolutely. And those kids were adorable. So kids from Rutgers went. Mm-hmm. Kids from Trenton Central High School went.
And from Anchor House.
And from Anchor House. Yes. That's right. So that was really cool. So thank you again, George.
Thank you, George.
Very, very cool. And thank you to all our sponsors. Mm-hmm. We hope we did you proud.
Yes.
We'd also like to thank North Ward Councilwoman Marge Caldwell Wilson.
Yes. She was very, very helpful in our planning, leading us to the right people to talk to as far as getting our permits and barricades for the block party. And we got a proclamation, too.
Yes, we did.
Which Marge presented us with on the stage. And we really, really, really want to thank her. She came to the event. She stayed for the event. She came to the after party. She came to the VIP party. She was very, very present and available. And we really just appreciate her very, very much.
She was slated to be on the Mill Hill Garden Tour and backed out of it. So that she can go to Podstock.
Wow, wow. Well, I know the garden tour was wonderful, too. So.
Oh, no, no. I'm not taking anything away from that. Mm-hmm. The Mill Hill Garden Tour is fantastic. Mm-hmm. But the fact that she said, listen, I can't be on it this year.
Right.
I'm already expected right. a Podstock.
And she just held through to that. And she stayed committed to what she said.
That is rare.
That is really someone you want to vote for, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Speaking about someone to vote for, you can vote for Mayor Reed if you're a resident of Trenton, New Jersey. He was at the event.
You can't vote for him if you're not.
Well, no, you can't. Yeah. It'd be great if you could. It'd be awesome. Be great if the country could vote.
That would be really weird. Like, we get to vote for the mayor of, you know.
Cincinnati.
Yeah, that would be really weird.
It'd be bad and good.
Well, it could be like, hey, let's play a joke on Cincinnati and vote for this guy.
Play He's a joke? But we wouldn't even be there to see the joke happen.
I'm just why you're saying. That would be silly. But anyway, the mayor came and helped us kick off the event, and he stayed a little while. I'm so grateful that he came because there was so much going on in Trenton on June 11th. Holy cow. And he had to go to all of them and make appearances at all of them. So for him to come to our event, we're very, very grateful. Thank you so much, Mayor Reed, for taking the time to do that.
Thank you, man. And we were at his gala on Friday night.
Yes.
And he was like shaking his head. I'm sorry I couldn't stay longer. I had like 50 things to go to.
Aw, that was nice. Great. That was very nice.
You remember the food at this event?
I do.
You know who did that food, don't
I
you?
I do.
Mr. Ed Lopez, Bistro, the station himself.
Yes.
Ed Lopez, who cooked for Gordon Ramsay and Paula Deen on the MasterChef show.
And if you want to hear that story, you can tune into our podcast, which Ed was on.
Episode 100.
And he tells that story. Well, he catered the VIP room for us. And I have to say, every single item he brought was delicious. Really fantastic. He also catered part of the mayor's gala, which I was excited about because I got to have my chickpeas with Indian spices.
Yeah.
It's like my favorite thing.
Yeah, that's right. He did cater that too.
He was one of the caterers. But we want to really thank him for coming through, and his presentation is spotless, and the flavors are fantastic. So it's a really class act. And I really thank you again, Ed.
Yes,
for coming through for us.
And Newport City is doing some stuff with the new station restaurant.
Well, we're not going to reveal.
We're not going to reveal what it is, but we are doing some stuff with the station restaurant.
Yes.
Right.
All right.
So, Reggie Hallett from 1911 Smokehouse. Let me tell you, this guy.
What can we say about Reggie? Well,
Only thing I don't like about Reggie are his feet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He shows up, I forgot where, I think it was a lobby club, I think it was.
Well, he did our liquor for the VIP room.
Yes, he catered our bar.
He catered the bar, and he also supplied food and drink for the block party.
That's right, the Potstock after party, the block party.
Right.
We even had a step and repeat with his logo on it.
Yes, and we love Smokehouse, and I love his work ethic. I love that he's out there hustling. He had a bunch of events, too.
Yes.
Holy cow, we saw him. He was sweating because he had an event to cater at the Passage Theater.
Right.
Which was another event that was happening on that day. He has a great staff there, and we want to thank them. Sean, our bartender at the block party, and of course, you know my buddy who I love.
Oh, come on, Joey Bayard.
Joey B.
Who's been on our show as well.
I love you. You know I love you.
Joey Bayard is my brother from another mother.
Let me tell you, when he came in and was setting up the bar, I knew I didn't have to worry about anything.
That's right, you said that. You didn't even have to think about
it. I didn't have to think about it. He just took over and did what he does and did a fantastic job. I just love him.
Wait a second. I just realized something. Mm-hmm. Hey, Mayor Reed, stop using all our people.
Sean was at the mayor's thing, what too.
I just realized that.
And so was Joey.
So he used our bartender.
Well,
Wait a second.
No.
He used our VIP bartender, Joey.
Yeah.
He used our bartender for the block party, Sean. Yeah,
right.
He used Reggie, who did our liquor. He used Ed, who did our food. Hey,
right,
come up with your own people.
We know what's good.
I'd like to thank the tallest man in the universe.
Oh, God.
Mr. Matthew at Italian People's Bakery.
Mr. Matthew?
I like to call him Mr. Let me tell you, you call somebody who's over 7 feet Mr.
He made the best brownies.
Oh, my God. He made about 100 brownies. It was like a big sheet of brownies that he cut.
Oh, my God. That was so good, though.
Dude.
He makes brownies the way I like brownies. Because I don't like cakey brownies. I like more fudgy brownies.
Right.
And I like brownies with icing. Because, in my opinion, any kind of cake is just a vehicle for frosting. So he had frosting on his brownies, so I love them. And his arugula.
His arugula, yeah.
And his...
The cookies.
And his Italian cookies, fantastic.
He walked that brownie sheet out to my car that morning, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, the heads that were turning when they saw this thing.
It was delicious.
Yeah, thank Matt you. Is a definite artist and a scholar and a gentleman.
And another Trenton gem.
Yes.
If you haven't been to Italian People's Bakery, get your butt over there. Yeah. Oh, another thing that Italian People's Bakery did was they supplied the hero for our planning party.
Yes, they did.
When we were planning the event, it can't just be us sitting with no pads in an office. It has to be kind of like a little bit of a party. You know, we have to have some food. We have to taste the Jim Beam, make sure the drinks are going to be.
Yeah, that was a lot of hard work.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, put the potato salad in there too.
That's right.
Yeah, Matt, we love you, bro. And then thank you for investing in Trenton and staying in Trenton.
Yes, the Lobby Club.
Tara and Jay.
Want to thank you so much for being open on Saturday for us and opening the whole place for us and having all our VIPs come, our speakers, our panelists come in. Reggie came with his wife, Isis, afterwards. It was just great. We had the bartenders come. Joey was able to come
Everybody came out. Yeah.
Everybody came and hung out. We had little finger foods that were delicious. And drinks.
Yep.
And we were able to sit upstairs in the lounge.
People were networking like crazy. We could
sit down at the bar. And I'll tell you, when you came upstairs and started like saying, wrap it up, everyone right. was like, aww. I think we could have definitely stayed.
We were there for over 3 hours.
I know, but we were having such a good time. And yeah. It was such a great way to end the evening. So I really appreciate you, Lobby Club. Really, if you get a chance to get over there, just check it out. Their food is amazing. Their service is amazing. The decor is beautiful, and the drinks are spot on. So,
and we're proud to be neighbors of yours right at the block, and we're proud to be members.
Yes. Thank you again for being
love them.
Being there and helping us out.
And you know what was cool about the block party? The DJ that we had there, mm-hmm. DJ All Purpose, mm-hmm. he was wearing a Podstock jersey. Mm-hmm. He just continued the brand. It was just, right. It was a branding frenzy.
And great music, which is mostly important.
DJ AP.
Thank you so much.
And you know who made him possible? Mr. Ramzi Shabazz.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ramzi.
Thank you so much.
I remember when Will introduced me to Ramzi. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was meeting a celebrity.
Mm, well, he's a celebrity. He's a local celebrity.
That's why I felt like that.
Thank you.
Eric Muhammad. Let me tell you, this guy, he rented us the stage. He got mm-hmm. us a stage. We were having such problems with the stage we had from this company I am not going to mention.
Because
I don't
want
to give them any kind of
right.
recognition.
They didn't even give us steps to get up to the stage.
They didn't give us steps. And then charges us an extra fee, which we got back, by the way.
Oh, good.
Okay. I call Eric. I say, hey, dude, listen.
Because he supplied the stage for the DJ.
Right, for the block party.
Right, so.
I said, listen, dude. Are there stairs going to this stage that you're giving us? He's like, of course there's stairs. What I thought. I'm like, of course there are steps.
Right.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, the steps are extra. Whatever. Okay. So Eric says, listen, I'll bring the steps over at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. This was Friday. Saturday morning, brings them over, 8 o'clock in the morning. He doesn't set up till 4. Mm-hmm. He made it a special trip there
right.
at 8 in the morning with a big truck mm-hmm. with these steps on them, mm-hmm. just so that we would have steps to get up onto the stage. Right.
Eric, for a stage that he didn't even have. He had no
nothing to do with.
Right, not a response.
And the steps lined up perfectly. I mean, it was like they were made for that stage.
Yeah, so thank you so much, Eric Muhammad.
He's over at Center Stage Concert Sounds. So, Eric, again, thanks for saving the day, man. Really, really, really appreciated that.
Yes.
Let's move on to our staff real quick.
Where would we be without these guys?
We would not be anywhere.
All of these, the details and the people wrangling and and the registration desk and the coffee and the security and the organization and the VIP people, the speakers.
The video, the audio, the photos.
We just want to thank you so much. This I don't even know where to begin.
Well, let's begin with Jackie and Earl.
Okay.
So Jackie's this little Latina firecracker.
Yes.
Jackie and Earl are great. Earl was in charge of the coffee. Mm-hmm. And I remember him saying, hey, we don't have a lot of sugar here.
He was so concerned that we didn't have enough sugar that he went out and had to go and get sugar. Because he goes, now we got enough sugar. Because he bought 5 pounds of sugar.
Oh, and we still have sugar now. Thanks, Earl.
But really.
Thanks for the sugar. And you'll be hearing their interview very soon.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jackie and Earl. Thank you to my sister, Susan, mm-hmm. who came in and handled a lot of the registration, people walking in with tickets, people walking in without tickets. She handled them like a pro, mm-hmm. and I knew she would. Yes. Because she reminds me of Jackie a little bit. Jackie and her remind me of each other.
They would do a good job together.
And they gelled.
Yes.
Very much so. Maria.
Yes.
She was escorting people to the tables. They would come in. She'd see their badge. She would know exactly what table to bring them to. And she was fantastic. And she helped wherever she could help as well. She was like
Maria,
one of those
so much.
Floaters. Joey Bayard, I'm not thanking him again.
I just love it. That's all. And what would we have done without Sonia?
Well, Sonia kind of headed up the staff.
Yeah, she was very, she's so organized. She had her spreadsheet. And
oh, man.
Oh, she was so good. Really, really professional. She escorted all the speakers to the VIP room. She knew who was supposed to be where and when. She was
absolutely. She was wearing that Newport City blue hard, man.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Real. And then she was all dressed up at the lobby club. She looked fantastic.
Yes, she did look great. You know, Sonya's one of these people, sort of like Will. Like when I see Sonia walking toward me, I feel like immediately I'm in trouble.
Oh no!
I feel like I did something wrong. I feel like I left something out. Yeah, I told her. Well, that's how much of an admin person she is and a process person.
Well, all these people really took so much off our plate that these were things that we did not have to think about.
No, not at all. I also want to give a real big shout out to Pete over at the Masonic Temple.
Oh, thank you so much. What a beautiful space. Another thing that the mayor stole from
us. Used our venue. What's going to happen, Mayor, when you get reelected? You're going to be calling us for ideas? Yeah.
But it's a beautiful venue, and if you get a chance, if you've never been inside, it's just a gorgeous building.
Historic.
Architecturally beautiful, historically beautiful. It's just a very imposing building, and it's a great, great space to have events in.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Rob Bullington, who did our video and audio.
Oh, my God. Another production. Thing I wouldn't even know where to begin. Ooh, all those wires.
there's wires and cables. James Peoples.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Photog of the day. He was the Photog of the day.
And he helped Rob, too.
He helped Rob. And he also helped one of the students.
I know.
What was that all about? It was a little girl taking pictures.
It was one of the girls from Trenton Central High School is interested in becoming a photographer. And she saw, I just was observing this.
Right.
And she was watching James as he was, you know, taking his camera out and putting his lenses on. And she approached him and I saw them talking and he was showing her his camera and then she showed him her camera. It was just very sweet. It was like
a sweet moment.
Yes, yes. Very nice.
Gotta thank Mr. Kevin Goldberg for the security he allotted us. Steve, Jimmy, and Rich, these guys were on point.
Yes.
These guys, well, first of all, Jimmy is an active DEA officer. Mm-hmm. So he's a federal cop. Like, this is the guy that can arrest cops.
They
were so great.
Security. I don't know. I don't really think we needed this level of security.
Yes, we did.
But it was really cool. And they were really great guys. I mean, they were very professional and they looked great. They were unobtrusive, so it wasn't like, you know, they stood out, but they were definitely a presence. It was great. And they stayed with us the whole day.
They would not let me out of their sight.
I know. It's very, very cool. I'm glad I don't need a bodyguard, but, you know, it is cool that they were there.
Absolutely. So thank you guys over at Tri-Shield. And speaking of cops, Trenton Police Department, I'd like to thank you for those barricades, for delivering them. Delivered four of them for us. Mm-hmm. They were great.
Picked them up,
and
set
of course,
them up.
That's right. They picked them up and sent them up.
Mm-hmm.
And Maria Richardson.
Hey, Maria.
Hi, Maria.
When are you coming on the show?
Yeah. She is actually coming very soon.
Good.
We've exchanged information that she's coming on very soon.
Good.
So she's going to talk about all things parks and recreation.
Whee!
Because she's the one who gave us the permit for the block party. Podcast Magazine, Kelly, thank you for that full page ad and helping us out with that. We really appreciate that. Because she put a full page ad in Podcast Magazine for Podstock. And it came out great.
Thank you again.
It's in the May issue of Podcast Magazine. Okay. Last but certainly not least. We keep saying, we've said that three times now.
So many great people involved.
There's so many moving parts to something like this.
Yes.
And we could have done really any of this, really any of it mm-hmm. without the president of the Newport City Podcast Network, Mr. Will Foskey.
Big round of applause.
Yay! Whoa. All right. Well, that was a big round. Jeez. That's what it was. Okay. Will Foskey, we'd like to thank you for being who you are, for being who you are with this company, for being who you were with Podstock, for always being just ready to go, always enthusiastic, always encouraging.
Always honest. Brutally
sometimes. Too much. he's definitely a guy I always catch myself. I always feel like whenever he's talking, hey, yo, I'm going to drop down to the studio. Yo, I'm going to drop. You're going to be there? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be there. And I'm always thinking like I'm in trouble. I'm like, wait a minute. This guy works for me. I keep forgetting that. But, your birthday twin.
Yes, my birthday twin. A good friend, a genius organizer, great idea guy.
This whole thing was his idea.
Really amazing wisdom and knowledge and creativity.
Yeah. Podstock is definitely the brainchild of Will Foskey. So thank you, Will, for that, yes. I think. And no, because it was a little stressful.
It was a little before, but once we got to the lobby club, that was all things awesome.
Focus around the lobby
because
club
it was
for you.
Over. I could finally just have my cocktail, sit down, and just listen to people talk, and not have to. Although I felt that way once everything got rolling. That's the beauty of having great people around you. Once we opened the doors,
yeah,
I really did feel like I had nothing to do.
Yeah, I know. That was wild.
But I just had to be there and make sure. But everything was running so smoothly.
Yeah,
and I
it
just
really
felt,
was.
That's because when you surround yourself with great people, everyone just pitches in and it makes life so much easier and so much more pleasurable.
Right.
Made the event go smoothly and fantastically. And it was just great to celebrate at the end of the night with everybody.
Right. And Podcastia, we'd like to thank you also for attending Podstock.
Of course. Yes.
That was wonderful.
Thank you, everybody who came out and bought a ticket and came and got information and learned something and then went home and did something with it.
That's right.
We hope we empowered you to find a passion in this.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, so thank you, Podcastia. You guys were great. Love seeing you there. And that's it.
Oh my goodness, I'm still recovering.
Yeah, I'm still a little achy myself.
Oh, goodness. I'm going to yawn now.
But we'll be releasing some stuff. You probably already saw some photos on Instagram. Just keep looking for stuff on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. We will be releasing more stuff soon. And like I said, that's about it.
I think that's it.
There you go. This has been yet another episode of Trenton Waves.
Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.